You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, is the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade.
This has been something I've been thinking about a lot, which is basically the shittiness of stuff, which is when you're growing in a business, it's very painful. When you're stagnating in a business and you're plateaued and you don't know what to do, it's very painful. When you're declining and you also don't know what to do, it's very painful. And so that means that all conditions of reality are painful. And so if pain is a prerequisite for reality, then it means it's just a signal that we are alive. And so in thinking about that, rather than pain is a problem, it is a signal that I'm breathing, and then becomes irrelevant. I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been.
What do you mean?
So if I need to create content and I'm not feeling it, or I'm feeling tired, or things like that, the more times I give into that excuse or that feeling, then the more superstitious I become about doing it in the future. Whereas a lot of times, if I can just start when I am tired or when something is painful, and then still execute about the same as before, I look at game tape, or I look at video, or I look at the content from those sessions, for example, and I see that I remember feeling terrible during the session, but you can't really see anything. And I think the more times you get that loop going, the more you can separate how you feel and what is required. And the more times you do what is required to get what you want, the more times you get what you want. I get happier about the harder it is, because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to, oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their fucking notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
People have a hard time just saying no to things, because we have so many social niceties that we say, oh, I'm really busy, or it's a really bad time right now, or whatever. And I would encourage you, if you're listening to this, like, try saying no to, try actually telling the truth when you don't want to do something. Like, hey, do you want to go to this, to Sarah's birthday party? No. And they're like, what do you mean? You busy? Like, no, I'm not busy, but I don't want to go. It's jarring to people when you're just honest.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful, but not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. You have a productivity hack, an easy productivity hack instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
That's why a lot of my little like personal hacks of waking up and then trying to shrink the time between when I wake up and when I start working, and shrinking the time between one task and the next task. Like, you don't need to take 30 minutes of getting ready to start working. Like, you can just start working, because as soon as you get into it, you start pulling the thread and you're like, oh, here it is. And all of the time that I was getting ready to work, I was just using up my best brain power time on things that truly don't move the needle at all. I've always been a maximizer. So I've actually not really been an optimizer in my life. It's just like, as soon as I have an input output equation where it's like N equals X, and it's like, and if I want 10X, I do 10N, I'm like, great, then can we do 1000N? Like, I just want to do as much of that as I humanly possible. But when we, like, I love competitors who like optimizing, because I always see it as a weakness. Because it's so easy to exploit. It's like, oh, you need your 8 hours of sleep, or you need your morning routine, or you, if you don't have your supplements, you're just totally fucked. Or like, I didn't have my coffee this morning, so I can't function. Like, I love to compete against people like that, because they're so easy to break.
It's fragile. There are so many people working so hard and achieving so little. And that's the lack of correlation between inputs and outcomes.
Yeah. I think the vast majority of business owners, I come from the business perspective, the vast majority of business owners work a fair amount. They just work on the wrong stuff and they do it the wrong way. And so they get so little for their effort that they want.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wonder when they're at home, empty-handed, in bed, why isn't this working when I am working? But if you define work, at least the way I do, which is output. So I define work by output. And in order to get output, it's volume times leverage. So how many times you do the thing times how much you get for each time you do it. And so that is the, do you work smart or do you work hard? It's you do both. You do as many reps as you possibly can, and you do it with the most leverage possible. So if I make 100 phone calls, the leverage that I can have there would be how skilled I am. So if I make 100 calls, I might get 10 times more. And so I worked more, I had more output than somebody who has less skill. But the only way you get skilled is by doing more inputs, by working more. And so it's this virtuous cycle of doing more and getting better, and then you get more for what you do. Like, there was a two-year period where I did turnarounds for gyms. I flew around the nation. Every month I would do a new gym. I ate out of gas stations, and I ate gas station food, and I gained weight during that period of time. And it was for then and not forever, and I'm in shape now, and so whatever, who cares? So I want to open up my 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th location, and I have the spots picked out. And I'm already working all of the hours that I'm awake, and I've already given up Saturdays. So the only thing that I have left is like Sundays and evenings. And so I am no longer going to be watching any football, and I'm no longer going to have Netflix at all. And that is what I'm giving up for 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I remember just making this video of like, that's what I'm sacrificing. And I think a lot of people create these to-do lists when, in my experience, it's been so much more useful to write down all the things that I'm willing to sacrifice. Because if you sacrifice everything, there's nothing left than to do the one thing that matters. And I think Jerry Seinfeld talks about this from a writing perspective. He says that every day, no matter what, he sits down and he writes for 2 hours. Now, he doesn't have to write, but he's not allowed to do anything else. And so he can sit there, but there's nothing else to do except for write jokes. And so I think a lot about that from the climb perspective, which is like most of everyone who's listening to this who isn't achieving what they want is fucked with their time. They think that they're spending all their time working, but your output, like you don't even know how to work. I'm being really real with you. Like you think you know how to work, you don't know how to work. Like the amount of output, like, and I'll measure this by like, what is your output? It's probably not as high as you think. And so rather than trying to learn all these productivity hacks, the ultimate productivity hack is no. N-O. Is you stop doing shit. And then when you create space, then you can fill it with the thing that matters. But trying to add on more to your schedule of all the things that you're not willing to sacrifice is the very reason that you're not doing what you need to do. The best days of my life were ones when I had nothing left in the tank. And so then the goal becomes to empty the tank, not where I drive, but just to drive the car as hard as I possibly can. And that means that in the beginning, it's just straightaways and just seeing how high I can rev the engine. But as I become more advanced, it's like, all right, well, now we've got turns, and then it's turns in elevation, and then it's turns in elevation without guardrails because we have risk. And so when I think about how hard I want to work, the interesting thing about that is that the only person who can judge you on your success is you, because you're the only one who knows how much left in the tank you really had. And the better you get, and you can resonate with this, you start winning exteriorly. And that's when people are like, it felt so empty. It's because they didn't actually work as hard as they could have. They just worked hard enough to beat everyone else. But that discrepancy between how hard you could have worked to work your hardest versus what was required in order to win, to me, that's the opportunity that shifting towards the work being the goal unlocks for you. Hard work is the goal. And so it's not like work hard so that X. Because as soon as you have a so that, then the X is the thing. But if the goal is to work as hard as you possibly can, then the only real output we have is who we become along the way. And so in reframing that, then it's something that I can win or measure myself against every day in real time throughout the day, which is how hard am I working? Because that is the goal. And then even I say this just for audio, but like, everything else takes care of itself, still puts the everything else as the goal still. It's just being vaguer. But if you just say like, the only point is working hard, because I know that whatever I'm going to get is stuff that I will become accustomed to. And the, I guess, opposite of the hedonic treadmill is like the resilience piece, is that my ability to work hard itself is growable. And so I just need to keep my RP, my rate of perceived exertion, at 8 or 9 or 10, because I know that when I look back on my life, the days that I loved the most were days when I had nothing left in the tank. And I work harder now than I did when I was poor. And I think it's because I've learned to enjoy it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.